Hot 1027 Business.
Alrighty, time for some market commentary for Keith McLachlan. Keith, I've been looking forward to talking to you. Before we go there, hang on. Keith McLachlan is an investment analyst and... What is your title, Keith? I always forget. At Integral Asset Management.
Investment officer, technically.
What does that mean?
It means that I run multiple portfolios and head up the investment committee where we build the house view that pushes down across all portfolios and asset classes on and offshore.
Okay. So you're an officer. It's a rank. That's very nice. So what is the house view in this case on... the Hulk smashing that the market got this afternoon. I mean, wow, we were doing all right, and then the CPI numbers came out and just dead.
This is a very skittish market. I mean, we had two good days. I mean, Friday last week into Monday this week, where the market saw green because of some degree of relief from Ukrainian gains and noise coming out of Europe and things like that. And it really... it just fell over, it just collapsed when the US CPI print came out hotter than expected. You know, so it's a difficult call, but it's certainly one that the market is making at this point, is that interest rates are going much, much higher. And it's given the next hike is 75 bips, might even surprise to 100 bips, they're starting to price that in at some points on the curve. But the Fed is more and more likely to do a lot more interest rate hikes, and that removes the chance of a soft landing. We're possibly looking at a very hard landing in the States in order to get this very hot inflation print under control.
Okay, hard landing, soft landing, let me break it down. I can hear him sitting there in the back, to me in the traffic, I can see your hand is up. He's going, what does this mean?
Right, okay. So when we're in a interest rate hiking cycle, what we call a monetary contraction, interest rates go up, it gets a little bit tougher for everyone, and we go from what is probably an expansion, so everything is growing, we're all feeling great, and we're all making more money, and businesses are all expanding, and they're hiring more people. And then as interest rates rise, it cools demand, it cools, and it pulls investment into other places, and it puts the brakes on the economy. How hard it puts those brakes on the economy is the difference between a soft landing and a hard landing. A soft landing is when you coming from a very hard growth rate and you taper it down and you hopefully just bring it to a cooler growth rate, not necessarily a recession, or at least not a deep and dark recession. A hard landing is the opposite. It's where you're traveling very, very fast in your car and the Fed pulls the handbrake while you're on the N1 going at 120. That's not going to end very well.
Not a good time.
Yeah. Not a good time to pull the handbrake. But also understand that in the absence of this, inflation expectations become bedded and you start to go into this inflationary cycle that becomes immensely hard to end. So the Fed has to kind of make a difficult decision. It's the best of bad options, is inducing what could be quite a nasty recession, but hopefully bringing back inflation to a much more manageable level.
So, I mean, I think historically what happens in these scenarios is that when there's these inflationary cycles in the U.S., and just as, you know, neither of us are old enough, even combined, to have all the history, so we have to rely on historical statistics, right? But looking back in history, it almost seems as though, well, not almost seems, every time that we've been in tightening cycles due to inflation-led tightening cycles as such, the Fed will keep increasing interest rates until interest rates is higher than inflation. And inflation in the U.S. just printed 8.3.
So what you're actually talking about there is something called the real yield. So if you take interest rates and you take out inflation, you get left with the real yield. Now, what we have currently in the States is, because inflation is so high and interest rates are so low, we have a negative real interest rate, which is actually expansionary. It's not contractionary. Because it means that you could borrow at a low interest rate and invest it in theory, real assets that should retain their value because inflation is a monetary phenomenon, and therefore make a return just because of that. So the Fed has to carry on hiking. The real argument is, what is inflation? Which I know sounds like a funny point, because we've literally just spent a couple of minutes talking about inflation is high, and they just printed very high inflation numbers. Yeah. But because there's so many supply chain snarl-ups, and there's so many knock-on effects and strange, bizarre anomalies coming out of COVID and lockdowns, and even the war with Russia and Ukraine, that has pushed up energy prices and created all sorts of other problems. What is really the long-term run rate for inflation, and the short-term run rate? The argument is it's being distorted. We will see. What is very, very true is that the current inflation rate was, if you just look at the core CPI, it was higher than the previous print, and mm-hmm. it was higher than the forecast. So things aren't calming down.
Yeah, it's getting a bit more. It's accelerating. It slowed down a bit, but it's back on that accelerating part.
So that's a good point about history, Petri. What I will add to that is, statistically, if we look at all the Fed's hiking cycles, it has never arrived in a soft landing.
Yeah, it's so, been pretty
mythical. Exactly, the mythical soft landing is right up there in the realms of unicorns and other mythical
I wanted to say Bitcoin, but I'm a believer. Anyway, that's all we have time for, Keith. I'm sorry to cut this discussion short. It's very educational for me, so thank you very much. And old Timmy in the traffic, I think he's thanking you too.
Only a pleasure, Petri. If I can hope to clarify some terms, but it's going to be a very interesting period going forward.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely. All right, that is Keith McLachlan. He is the investment officer at Integral Asset Management, giving us a bit of a view and a bit of an education around inflation. But view from the market today on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business.